You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Hey, this is Rick Blangiotti, General Manager of Hawaii News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
This is Leanne Long, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Put down that 7-Eleven Spam Musubi and come get your grind at Fokohe Cafe.
Hello!
This is the Lord Flores, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over. It's over! Wake up! Wake up!
Yo, 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 this is Woz Martin, alias Old Timer, Light Sleepers, Metal Fortress, Soul Shifters Crew. I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse. Word up.
I'm Eleka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha!
Say sticks and stones, they might break your bones, but the 9mm, it will bore your dome. I'm talking about the toe tagging, the body bagging, then the dying, mamas are crying, casket buying, who me dying, leave my family crying. Hell no, I cause them blood baths and showers, send me commissary mother, them flowers. Thoughts of slaughter, of leaving my daughters, hours and hours of fears running through my mind as I pick up the Zig 9 beat. Starts with the shove, then ends with the shovel. And standing on your corner reminiscing of you, but your ass is out and you're dead and gone. So who'd you rather be, the murdered or the murderer? Got me stressed, I grab my tech and my vest, then I sing, who'd you bless? Let no man curse, but one of us will leave here tonight in a hearse. But we'll be...
Let me tell you guys something right now. Let's address something. Everybody out there with the panties in a bunch about why I always get it wrong, the seasons, any kind of stuff, you better relax. You know why? This Sleep Time's Over. Captain Callis, DJ Zach Morse, season 69, you guys. Episode 111,000.
I wrote it down for him.
Second annual.
Okay.
Just any kind of words.
I wrote it down. That was quite frankly.
Let's just go to this list already. The number one, any kind of people, is everybody complaining about my titles.
I have to say that's the best intro you've given.
There you go.
That's the best intro.
So anyway,
that's it.
How you guys doing? Captain DJ Zach Morris. This is the second annual Any Kind Awards.
Is here, yes. This is the Any Kind Awards, second annual.
Yes.
There's a lot of them.
We got a lot of awards.
Are we gonna go through all of them?
We're just gonna rip them through, bro. Rip it through.
Okay.
But before we do that,
yes,
I want us to do a little weekly recap.
Ooh. Oh, we are doing a weekly recap. That was a swerve. We're swerving.
Quick.
I don't know.
Quick.
Oh, there you go. He's good. Should I write that down?
Quick kind, bro.
Okay, so...
Because you had stuff, right? Bottom Rockets over there.
I piss off already.
I actually watched the whole Rockets game.
You did?
Yeah.
Weren't you at work?
No, it was Christmas Day, bro.
Christmas Day game, yeah. Okay.
Watch that. Watch the LeBron
piss me off.
Warriors game. I liked it.
You watched basketball all day?
Yeah, all day, bro.
Wow. You're
a young dude. Watch basketball all
wow.
day.
Wow. Well, I saw footage of Coltrane. All piss off. Sad, on the edge of his seat, he was standing.
Yeah.
But he was all stressed out. Yeah,
he
NBA.
Out. That kid stresses out about Warrior games like no other.
That's good. I like it.
No.
That's
he's
passionate.
Like you with the Rockets.
Yes. Yes, yeah, I do like, the same thing.
I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
Like every night when I come home, he tells me if they won.
That's good.
And he tells me how Durant did, how anybody in the team, if they did good. Zaza Pachulia even played, he tells me that.
I like it. I like it
a lot.
He
tells me all that kind of craziness.
That's great. That's passionate. He's
no,
into
he is
something.
Really passionate. I don't know any other kid that does that.
That's fantastic.
I will put up Coltrane against any other 9-year-old in this world.
There is a make. I'm going to make an award for him right now. This is it. The kid of the year, Coltrane, right here. He got my vote.
I'm serious. He knows Stephen Curry's shoe size.
That's great.
What school you went to? What high school
that's,
you went to?
That's
his
great.
His dad's name, his mom's name. He knows the kid's name of Stephen Curry.
That might be a little obsessive, maybe.
No, he just loves
but
Golden State.
That's great, though. Yes, bottom line, that's great. Big shout out to him.
I think I would have probably did the same thing for like Tim Hardaway or D. Wade.
Yeah.
If I was that young and I had the internet. Right?
Yeah. There is some good to the internet.
So we found out things because we looked at basketball cards, baseball yeah. cards, and whatever in the newspaper, right?
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated.
Right.
Slam. Whatever it is. You know, that's how we learn. Now it's like Stephen Curry.
Google.
Background.
Wikipedia.
Boom.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to memorize it, but he does.
That's great.
You're just passionate about it, bro.
Okay, that brings up a great point that we can add to this recap, that a lot of people aren't passionate about stuff anymore.
Nah.
People aren't into anything. You mentioned last week of how you had the surf special, how you had the designer come down. Bro. Nobody came.
Nobody came, right? Bro. All you cool hipsters, bro.
People, they don't look online. They're lazy. Okay? I'm not going to call people out, but it was a great moment last week where we had our millennial.
Yeah.
Michaela said to you, thanks for the invite. I'm like, brah. And then you called her out, which was great. You just got to keep scrolling. It's right there. Right. You follow Light Sleepers, brah. It's right there. It's right there. And it shows you the information. We don't need to invite everybody. We all, exactly. Entitled to be. Everybody come down. I'm going to message each and every one of you. Come down.
If you want to know what we're doing, go look at Sleep Time Over.
So, yeah. So
follow us, like us. Hate us, whatever.
Exactly. Laugh, cry.
We'll do that stuff at the corner with the three dots. You press that. You say, notify every time we post something.
There is on the top right the notification.
Do that. I mean, there's one point, remember everybody was saying?
Yeah.
Oh, do that. Yeah, you guys can do that.
Because really the timeline got screwed up. Instagram screwed up the timeline. It's not chronological.
And just let you know, you guys should do that because we got some pretty cool things coming in 2018.
There you go.
But anyway.
But the point of that was, Coltrane, he is Kid of the Year.
I'm
voting him.
I'm voting him Kid of the Year. I've Coltrane battle any 9-year old for real. Because when we were driving home the other night,
yeah,
I was throwing questions at him.
Okay.
Questions, starting five. The
bench. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the wife's name? Like, what's who he went? What's his dad's name? Odell. Who knows Del Curry's real name is Odell?
I did not know that.
Exactly. He knew that.
That's great.
What the heck? You know where Del Curry played his game? His last team was the Cavs, bro.
That's right.
You know that?
That's right.
Who knows? That's
I'm smiling right now because this is good. Because we need this.
The kid is crazy.
We need kids to be passionate about hobbies and things.
No, so he's very passionate. And that's great. The thing is, I'm not forcing him.
Yes. I know you're not.
It's kind of like me and skateboarding in when I was in elementary.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, shoot, anything I could get, I'll devour.
Right.
So he's kind of like that. I mean,
fantastic.
So I'm just like gonna be the supportive dad because maybe one day it might change. He might be like, I like baseball.
Right.
You know. So
well, things change, but what a way to start off Christmas Day and a passionate 9-year old.
Watch the Rockets versus the
OKC. Rubbish, trash.
They lost, right?
Trash game. Stupid.
But nah.
Tired already.
One game. But that's the thing. That's so Coltrane. When the Cavs lost against the Warriors, he's like, oh, yeah. I was like, it's only one game, my man. And it's not even All-Star break. So he hasn't comprehended that yet.
Well, Coltrane, don't worry. I'm like that, too.
Oh.
And I'm almost 40, all right? I still get pissed off, and I stress. Okay?
Yeah, you're stressing out.
Season over. Every loss, season's over, bro.
I said, not even halftime. I mean, not even All-Star break yet. He's like, what was that? I was like, well, I didn't have to explain. And now he's like, he knows more information, probably more than any adult.
That's great.
About what matters, what games matters, resting players. So,
wow,
he could be our official Golden State Warrior reporter pretty soon.
I think so. The Steph Curry reporter.
I mean,
Golden State Warrior. He seems to know everything about Steph Curry. So
he does, yeah. He knows that he wasn't playing.
Right.
And I told him, like, see, Steph Curry. I told him, Steph Curry should be on the court right now. He should be in his uniform, sitting down with his team.
Right.
You know what Coltrane said? Dad, he has a family. It's Christmas time. He's spending it with them.
Wow.
Wow, right?
How about that?
But then Curry was in the stands.
Of course, yeah. He's coming back Friday.
He got to be. He wasn't in. He was in dress, but he was like suited up. Suited and booted.
Suited and booted, right.
So anyway, I watched NBA basketball. I watched three games.
Okay,
back
wow.
To back. I fell asleep in between some of the games. Woke up like an old man.
Which game did you fall asleep in
from? It was the...
Tell me right now the truth, bro.
I fell asleep on the Rockets a little bit.
That's why...
A little bit, bro.
That's why Paul Franz already...
A little bit, bro.
I don't know.
What was the other game with the middle game in between?
There was a Boston-Washington.
Yeah, I fell asleep a little bit in Boston-Washington. But I was impressed with Washington, man.
They're a solid team.
You know what I mean? But the Celtics, they're on point. That East is... Everybody says the West is pretty dope. The East is pretty beast. I can't front on that.
There's a lot of depth in the East.
And like I said, the Raptors are the sleepers. Nobody believes me.
They get chance. I don't know. Washington solid, though.
Yeah, solid.
Washington solid. So that was Christmas Day.
That was Christmas Day.
Same like myself.
Christmas, open presents, do that. We had a Christmas party on Saturday night, which is the Eve.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, man. Christmas Day, chill out. It was sunny. It was beautiful.
Okay.
Visited the parents, my mom's.
It's Christmas Eve. You did this.
That's pretty much sums it up.
Okay.
Food, party, basketball.
That sums up the weekend.
Yeah. And then Tuesday came on, ba-boom. Thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
That was out of nowhere.
I was saying, like, oh, it's a beautiful Christmas day. And the next week, next Tuesday came along, boom, boom.
Then the world said, never mind.
The world said, you guys, I'm checking you all. Oh,
you
guys,
shut up with this Christmas day.
You people in Waipao die going for fireworks.
No.
Here's to your fireworks.
Bro. Well, it was on Return Tuesday. So Return Tuesday, I make you cry.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the day after Christmas.
Pretty
right.
much.
Storm. Yeah. Right.
So how's your Christmas?
Well, what was going on? Okay, so Sunday, I keep getting thrown up by the days. So Sunday was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Eve.
Christmas was Christmas Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll go with Christmas Eve, which was the family party.
Hey.
We go to the great, vivacious, nouveau riche, Kaneohe.
Hey, the windward side.
The windward side. So we go down there. And like previous stories I mentioned regarding family parties, get in, get out. 30 minutes in, eat them up, pack them up. Let's go.
You don't go 30 minutes
pack
at the family party,
Let's
bro.
Pack it up. We go, look at the food, pick them up, put them in the Tupperware.
Do you guys like bless the food and do that whole thing?
No.
It's grind. Yeah, you do. How you doing? Okay, grind. Choose.
We just go. There's local people. They just go, okay, time to eat now.
After that, you just throw the, eat real fast, make the plate for go and go.
Correct.
Half hour, done.
A good half hour. But... this is the local people, okay? So, there was a swerve, though, this year.
Oh, there we go. That's what I've been waiting for.
And ironically, when this swerve happened, I will announce, my wife's mom, who is an avid listener of this show.
Ooh,
she has listened to the show from week one.
Oh, my God.
Season one, episode one.
She may be the biggest listener.
And she was like, I'm going to do this because I know you're going to talk about it on the show.
Oh.
So I'm like, all right, let's go. What is it? She brought out quiz.
Oh.
A Christmas quiz.
Wow.
Never before in the years of Christmas parties was there a Christmas quiz.
Oh.
And the Christmas quiz was, it was like one of those fill in the blank, like name the Christmas songs.
Okay.
Like you have some kind of a phrase and it's supposed to be like, what is that phrase mimicking the song?
Jingle
like
bells.
Like mom oculating with a guy in a in a beard.
Right.
Something like that. A little guy with one drum.
Right.
Is he a boy or a boy? You know, something like, you know.
Right.
So it threw me off.
Wow.
Because I was ready to pack it up. I was ready to go.
Later, you're like, peace
turn
out.
The key. Push the gas. Let's go.
Let's go.
We had
forget
a game.
Get your wife. Jump in already.
And there was prizes. Well, there was prizes at this thing.
What? Wait, did she get inspired because the podcast did this thing?
That would be something, but I don't know. But there was a swerve.
Wow.
Never before a Christmas quiz.
Good job, Ma Dukes.
And I didn't know really half of the songs. You know, I'm not. But there was a prize, you know, Starbucks.
Oh.
There you go.
Starbucks gift card.
None of us won nothing.
$2.
Maybe.
Can I buy nothing?
Get something, a coupon for free rice or something. I don't know.
Oh, hey, I'll take that.
So there was that. I did an IG story of a celebration. I don't know if you watch this. You don't watch anything I do. But I did a celebration of rice.
I didn't see that.
Because every time when you look at an IG story video or an IG video, people videoing the food of what they got for the party. Here's my party. You're not here. You shut up.
Yeah.
And they show all the spread of food. They never show rice.
Oh.
Which is basically the foundation of any meal.
Yeah, okay. I see something about that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I put up five pictures in a row of rice.
Oh.
And be like, we thank you. You're the foundation. Without you, we don't know where we're headed in Hawaii.
Because Hawaiian Heartbreak, shout out to Ronald.
Yes.
He posted his picture of the rice.
Right, right. So he messaged me after
that's
I did it.
That's what I mean. Okay.
That's right. He was like, hey, good job, bro. I was like,
all the way to good old Washington State.
Wow. That's where he's at. Okay.
Yeah,
because he messages. No, he's a great guy, great listener.
Shout out. Hawaiian Heartbreak.
Hawaiian Heartbreak, shout out, bro. That was good feedback. And then, it basically, that's what it comes down to. Without rice, really, it's either rice or noodles, right? You had rice at your...
Oh, of course.
Right. When you get your side, what is your lineup of, okay, you got, never mind the meat. It's usually going to be like the meat. And then what is your side stuff? Do you put potato, rice?
Salad, potato.
Okay, put the salad.
Potato salad, tossed salad.
Yeah.
Pickle salad.
Pickle salad.
Not sure.
Lomi salad.
Lomi salmon.
Okay, right. Oh. Salmon salad.
Salmon.
Well, that's what it was. I just a salute to rice. That was
salute
on.
To rice.
A salute to rice. We need to give rice its just due. Right?
Rice, I love you.
Brown rice, mixed rice, hopper rice, whatever. Okay, so that
hopper,
was.
I like hopper rice. Yeah.
Hopper rice is
what about you like the quino? What is that? What do they call it?
The what?
Queef.
No. Queefer.
No. Hey.
What a minute. Come on.
Knock it off, brother.
Quinoa, bro.
Quinoa, sorry.
That's right. Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Because partially, you know, I'm Haole. And I'm healthy. Somewhat. So quinoa is another type of rice. You've had that before, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. So that was on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, was watching all the Christmas movies. Start off with Gremlins. I announced my top five Christmas movies on the IG story. Right. I'm having just a ball with the IG story. I'm just trying to relate to the kids.
IG story is good, yeah.
It's good.
I really don't know if people, they show you how many people like watched it.
Yeah.
But I don't really know like if it's really getting across.
Right. I mean, people are actually watching it.
Like they're like, hey.
Or they're just clicking.
I'm trying to think, what do I watch? But I don't really watch anybody's stuff either. I just kind of just go, boom, 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 boom,
boom. Oh. So you're not really invested in.
Well, if it's something that maybe like, because I'm not one of those pervy dudes. Like if a chick is taking a thing and just keep looking at.
Keep looking, bro. She's going to take it off or what?
I pass them. I'm trying to figure out what goes to the front.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like with the IG stories, right? When I pull up my IG stories, yeah. Right? So pull up my IG stories. Okay, right. Boom. Night Sleepers.
You're on there now.
Boom. Outlet Records. Shout out to Outlet Records.
That's the most current stuff.
Yeah. And then they have like. Oh, so it's pretty much whoever posted the most.
Or the last person to post currently.
Oh, okay.
So then if you go down the line.
I always get Taryn Hatcher.
She probably posts a lot.
I mean, she posts a lot.
Malika Lincoln posts a lot.
How come I don't get her in my top then?
You probably got, because you have a lot of people you're following. Maybe that's the reason why. That's why you don't
watch
mine.
Maybe it's as seconds, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you don't pay attention to me.
Yeah, so look, I got Esta, Beatmaker, Buckshot, right?
Yeah, Buckshot, bro.
Taryn Hatcher, the newscast.
Taryn Hatcher.
Her apartment was flooding, which is pretty interesting. Now, that was an interesting IG story.
She filmed her.
Her apartment was flooding.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, let's see.
You're not going to try to clean them?
Oh, I see no more already.
Yeah, see, she probably deleted. She was like,
look right there.
Wow.
Her apartment was flooding.
Jeez.
But you guys got to give her on raise, bro. Look at that.
That's, jeez.
That's bad, dude. Same. Wow. Shout out to Taryn Hatcher.
Okay, well.
But anyway. So, okay, that's how
so IG
goes
story.
For whoever posts the last, right. Most current recent.
Right.
Ah.
So then, you know, so I post the movie clips. I post clips of Gremlins. Then I saw Bloodsport was on Christmas Day. Bloodsport, everyone's favorite. Bloodsport was on. Then I did. You are next. I got it right there. Wait, stop. Come tonight. And they had a great soundtrack, Bloodsport.
Great soundtrack. Yeah. My favorite part was when he was blind.
There was that part too.
I love it. I just loop that. He was just like yelling and doing his flashbacks in his head.
That might be scary. We'll save that for the Halloween episode.
We should have a Mount Rushmore of Van Damme movies.
Oh yeah.
That's worthy, bro. 2018. Oh,
yeah. That'll work. 2018 gonna be green, bro. That's right.
Accent? The kid that plays Van Damme.
In the beginning, yeah.
It's like,
it was horrible.
Horrible, but it's great.
Yeah, great.
It's like the most horriblest thing.
Yes.
But I don't know if he had wanted to try and make like a French accent.
It was pretty bad.
It doesn't even look like it.
No, not at all. It was a low budget movie. But best part, underrated part. There's a lot of great parts. But the part where Forrest Whitaker and the cop, they're eating in the Chinese restaurant.
Okay, yeah.
Outdoors. And then the cop comes and he goes, oh, you want to come join us? No, I never eat here. I mean, I crack up every single time. The Chinese guy saying, never mind this restaurant.
You guys don't eat here, bro.
Eat this tourist kind
of
crap.
Just like Kevin's, bro. Off of Olive Park, bro. Never eat there.
Yeah, I don't eat that. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, well, there's Bloodsport. Then I announced the top five Christmas movies. I'm going to throw them out to you.
Right.
And see what you think of these top five Christmas movies. Okay, so number five. I'm going to start with Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
Number five.
That's a good spot.
Okay.
Gremlins, yeah.
Number four, Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's a good one, yeah. I like that, yeah.
Right. Has a message, get the tree.
Yeah, get the tree.
Number three, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen...
I've only seen it once.
Really?
In its entirety.
Oh,
I've always,
really?
Like, you know, TBS.
Clips.
Play a whole...
Okay.
The Christmas Story and that, they play it forever. So I watched like a little bit here, change channel. But I've only seen it once in its entirety.
That movie still holds up.
Yeah.
For the movie being made in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has a message. Yeah. Once again, like the guy helps everybody else but doesn't help himself.
Right.
And then at the end, everybody helps him at the end when he's in his darkest hour, right? Number two was Christmas Story.
Okay, there you go.
And
did you see the Christmas Story live?
Yeah.
It's terrible, dude.
It was bad.
They tried, but sorry.
I don't like that kind of Broadway kind of stuff. I just... musical kind where they just overemphasize and are all hamming it up.
Well, I think they shouldn't have Broadway stuff on TV.
Mm. Live.
It should be done live on Broadway.
On the stage.
Yeah, on a theater.
Right, not with this 360 stage.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to this camera five, camera eight.
Somebody put one fast one.
Trying too hard, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Number one.
Here we go, bro. Oh, no.
Shoot the Glass. Die Hard.
Die Hard, bruh.
Die Hard, Mount Time.
Home Alone, at all.
Honorable mention.
You know what's funny? I was never a fan of Home Alone.
Why? It's honorable mention. Right.
I mean,
me too.
It's cool, but I'm not one of the guys that be like, oh, Home Alone's on.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool.
I agree.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that's like the greatest thing.
Nah,
Christmas.
It's cool.
I mean, so it's good.
You know what it is? Maybe they were kids when it was coming up. Maybe they were his age. Right?
That came out.
We weren't his age. We were a little older.
Yeah, what was that? 92, 91?
Something like that.
Early 90s.
Yeah, so I think maybe the people that liked it a lot was around his age.
And they all wanted that fantasy.
You see Macaulay Culkin now? Dude looks hash.
He hanging in there.
So I'm saying, bro, the Howley starlets and all these young guys, bro, do the cocaine, the drugs, the ecstasy, raving.
That's it, PCP.
Bro, they all look hammers.
Yep. Sniffing glue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, any kind. Mm. Sniff everything.
Yeah. So I'm alone. It's in like top 10. I'll put it in the top 10, but not all time.
Yeah.
Honorable
Hard,
mention.
I should have watched that.
Die Hard is a perfect movie, quite frankly. There is nothing really you can see in that movie that was badly done. There was no plot hole.
Yeah.
Everything was well done. It was Bruce Willis's second movie he ever did. He did a low budget movie.
Which one?
Blind Date. Do you remember this?
Oh, of course.
Okay, Blind Date. Yeah. Remember this. And then he was coming hot off of Moonlighting.
Okay, yeah.
And then if you remember in the theater when this released, they didn't release it and they didn't talk about Bruce Willis and they didn't promote Bruce Willis. They were like, come to see Die Hard. This is the special Dolby surround sound never before done in the theater.
Wow.
Come to see this movie and see the sound that will blow you away. Right. They never marketed Bruce Willis in this movie. And he took off from that.
Seagrams, bro. That's why.
Golden wine cooler, Seagrams. Only you know this commercial. Golden wine cooler.
That's his name, right?
Yes. And his wife beater, white beater. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Wait, did the Yippee-ki-yay come in Die Hard 1 or 2?
That's Die Hard 1.
1, right?
Okay. Yes. Shoot the glass.
Shoot the glass.
No more table. Remember that
part?
Nice. Yeah. It's a great movie, man.
It's a great movie, dude.
And it was a big debate on Facebook of whether this was a Christmas movie or not. I don't know if you saw Grand Campano Canoe.
Yeah.
Was like, is this a Christmas movie
it's
or what?
It's a Christmas movie, bro.
It's a Christmas movie. There's Christmas songs in there. It takes place in that.
Yeah.
He's
Christmas
trying to get
party,
his wife. Christmas
right?
party. Yeah. Nakatomi building.
Nakatomi, bro.
The weather outside is frightful. Played at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm, I mean, it's a Christmas movie. But then that was Christmas Day.
Right.
Then we get the storm. Here we are today.
All right.
The year end special. Yeah. So we got time. Yeah, let's go knock out some awards here. Let's go.
You want to knock it out already?
Let's do a few, then we'll take a break. What do you think?
Okay, here we go. We're pulling it out.
Let's go. What do you got?
Let's pull up the list. Yeah, pull it up. We're going to go from.
We have a lot of them. So just.
Zach Morris. Here we go. Send me this. Here we go. We're going to do number one.
Do number one is.
Here we go.
What do you got?
2017 award ballots for the end of the year show awards. Okay. Any kind of awards.
Okay,
I tried to make a long
That's a good announcement. All right.
Number one, best bar in Hawaii.
Okay, so I want to see what you have to say on this one.
Best bar in Hawaii. I'm going to defer that bar to Square Barrels, bro.
Good pick. Because, all right. Great pick. Great pick.
Just let you guys know, these awards are our awards. So we don't really, we're going to do a people's one.
Yeah.
But it's our awards.
Which
so
is best bar.
It's going to be hella biased. So don't get all your more panties in a bunch. Bibbities, boxes, briefs.
Don't be pissed off. Too many people pissed off already.
Mad. It's
Everybody
our podcast.
Mad,
we don't do this kind of stuff. You already know what the best clothing company is and the best streetwear shop is. Or I hate saying streetwear.
Streetwear. Don't say streetwear.
Yeah, the best shop in Hawaii. That's come on, other, already. You already know the winners.
It's another topic.
Square Barrels, bro.
Square Barrels, the host of. The first annual Sleep Times Over Dinner.
And that was the most drinks I've ever drank next to 12th Ave.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that
was... 12th Ave, wait, where did we do?
You went to 12th Ave for your anniversary.
No, we went to... Where did we do?
Oh,
Cocoa Cafe.
Cocoa Cafe for the hip-hop dinner.
Wait, did we do 3 hip-hop dinners in 2017?
Okay, we went to Cocoa Cafe. We went to the one... those Pine and Jigger was the anniversary show.
Right.
That was didn't really count.
I didn't drink on that one.
No, you did not.
No, you did not. So the two that we did drinks is the one first wine.
We went to Cocoa Cafe, and then we went to the wine dinner at it was down off Nimitz,
right
next to the New Lilia Bakery, that place.
So I would say Square Barrels because that's the most I drank all year.
Okay, there was a lot of liquor.
Beer, drank the wine, drank the mixed drinks.
Right, that was a monumental event.
That was a great event. That was our first event. So for me. Square Barrels, bro.
Yes,
that's my bar.
You know what? I got to go with that because of the fact that we did that event. Okay, I agree. Because I can't vote this bar thing because when I go to these bars, I don't want to be some bias.
Yeah.
But I have to say, based off your answer, Square Barrels.
Yeah, so
because
shout
of
out.
Dinner. Yeah, shout out to Adeo, who put this together, yes, again, who helped put together the anniversary party at Pint and Jigger when, yeah, in this past June.
Earl P.
Earl Kaimaki, Justin, yeah, Beemore.
Justin P. Beemore.
He curated the menu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to everybody that helped volunteer their,
yes,
time.
The Lord.
And the Lord's drink.
The Lord's drink was the opener and the ending.
It's a great drink, man. Yes. I mean, I'm not much of one of the guys that drinks too much, but I really like that mixed drink.
You did?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah.
Food was great.
Bring them on right now. Drink them, bro.
The second dinner's coming in 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
Cocoid,
yeah,
Cafe, yeah, is
so
the
like
plan.
If you follow us on social media, we will let you know.
Yeah, that was a good time. So good segue to talk about the year in review. So good. Yeah. What else we got?
Okay, next up, best place to use the bathroom when you're not at home.
Okay.
And last year's winner was what, Nordstrom's, right?
It was Neiman Marcus.
Oh, Neiman Marcus, my bad.
Neiman Marcus won.
Okay. Neiman Marcus, yeah. So this year.
Yeah.
Do you have any place for that?
Well, Neiman Marcus is always good, but I was going to throw one out there that if you want to get a clean restroom and then come out and make sure you're looking good, because this is a place that you need to look good for. It is what it is. The Modern, bro.
Oh, The Modern. But you can make doo-doo, though.
Yes. Because it's an enclosed booth. It's an enclosed thing where you can't even see feet. So it's an enclosed, it's a full door. So that should not be an issue as far as privacy. It should, right, not be an issue as far as anything. But then they got the big mirror. I'm sure you've seen a million girls. They take the selfies,
oh, yeah,
in the women's restroom. They're there. They get the full length mirror, half length mirror. You all looking ready to go. Make sure all your hair is in the right place. Both down and up.
How about whoa.
I'm sorry. So shout out to the Modern.
Modern. Okay.
Good restroom. Good restroom.
I'm going to say this one, and I'm going to say it once only. Kahala Mall, bottom floor, brah. Where the ghost corner is, brah. There it is.
Well, you got somebody watching your back.
Yeah, watch out. Get the ghost down there.
Yeah, the faceless ghost is over there.
So down there. Is that bathroom still around?
Yeah.
That's insane, brah. The bathroom's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the in the cut.
It's a very strangely, because you got to go down this hallway.
Yeah, then you got to make so that weird corner.
Yeah.
Then you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's why I'm going to say that one might be.
Very
because
bizarre.
Because literally you can drop bombs and like you hear people coming.
Mm.
Or it might not even be people.
Ah. That's true. See, scary.
All Halloween. Right, here we go. Next one. How many, okay, more are we going to do?
Well, what time we got? We got time for like two more.
Okay, let's
do two
more. Best district in Hawaii, bro.
All right. Last year's district,
right,
was, do we remember this? Because I know we take stats on these and
was
we keep
West
notes.
Side?
It had to have been. Or Central? Kalihi? Might have
been.
Was it Kalihi?
Are we doing like West Side, East Side, Central? Or are we doing like Kalihi?
Yeah, like that.
Kapolei.
Yeah. So are you? What are you going to pick here? 2017, which district really, they held their own?
Which district held their own, bro? I'm going to say Mililani, bro.
Wow, that's not biased. All right, fair enough.
What'd you pick?
Okay, I wanted to give this district a shout because okay, no one talks about them really enough. And I don't know how we designate this.
Right.
Is it either Kapahulu or is it either Kaimaki?
We got gifts.
We got gifts.
It's end of the year. We got gifts from Truist. The lady of Truist. She's going to give us.
What is that?
Oh, Spanish rolls, bro.
Take one, bro.
Put it on the camera.
Show the
there you go. Thank you.
Hey,
there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You just never know.
To the lady of Elise from Truist. Now we're doing what you're not supposed to do. Eat on the mic.
Eat on the mic. Don't slap your lips, bruh. Everybody piss off. Everybody piss off. So bottom line, the winner of district for 2017, I'm going to say Kapahulu, bruh.
Oh.
Bruh. What do you have to say about that? That's your home. Weren't you born in Kapahulu?
Yeah. But you know what? I kind of have a love-hate for Kapahulu.
Okay.
Too much the guy, bro. Kooks, bro. Kapahulu got too much kooks, bro.
Hollies?
Yeah.
Or what kind of kooks?
I don't want to blame it all on that mainland Hollies, but just kooks. Monterey Ave, bro. It used to be like Burgerland.
Yeah.
And we talked about this many times.
Monterey has a lot of kooks.
Bro, Monterey got kooks.
That's true.
All kook businesses.
Because you have all those surf kind of places. You have all those little cafes that all the surfers let go, all the hipsters let go. That store a couple down from you, that surf Japanese store, they need to go to Montserrat. They can ship them out. I walk by there every time. There's nothing in there.
Yeah, I love Kapahulu.
Kapahulu.
But it's becoming like, it's just like creeping Waikiki coming out.
Mm. So I just figured nobody talks about Kapu'ulu.
So. I mean, I love Kapu'ulu. I'd vote Kapu'ulu too. I mean,
wow.
Maybe he needs a vote right before it turns, Howley.
It's getting there.
But trust me, there's like pockets of local people,
mm.
and it's kind of, it's just kind of sad, you know.
There's still the old regime of local people.
Yeah, like, but look at it now. Rainbow sold out.
Yeah.
Fast Stop looks like a dump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That used to be the place to play all my video games. Campbell's Corner.
No more Harpo's.
No more Harpo's, bro.
Yep.
Now I get that guy in Zippy's. They sold out too. Zippy's sold out. You seen that?
Yes.
They put that thing up so you make shotgun next to the Zippy's thing. That sucked, bro.
That's stupid.
Don't get me wrong.
Ridiculous.
So, I'm saying it's selling out because you didn't need that. Zippy's don't need that tourist trap.
You got it.
It's Zippy's already, bro. You guys make money. Now you can make like, you know, the Angel Wings in North Shore.
Exploitation.
So, I mean, I'm going to say Kapu'ulu.
Yeah.
With the love-hate Kapu'ulu. Yeah. Even though I'm down from the line. But yeah, Kapu'ulu, that's cool.
Okay.
Okay, all one right. more.
Let's go with this one. What about What about the best DJ
in bruh.
Hawaii?
Last year was what? DJ Compose?
No, it was Oliver Twist, bruh.
It was Oliver Twist last year?
I don't know how that came about. Because that's where we had everybody vote.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We never
yeah,
chose yeah. any of these. And the people chose Oliver Twist, bruh. Bevy's own.
Okay.
Played Hawaiian music own. Oliver Twist.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I got it, bro. I got mine, bro.
Shout out to Brother Davey. Okay, yep.
Here we go. The best DJ of 2017 on the comeback, moving back to Hawaii a couple years ago. He will be headlining at Lower Town Marketplace. DJ Freeze.
All right.
Song Group family
related to G-Dog,
there you go. And anytime you're related to G-Dog, you already get extra points.
That's already points. Yep. It's automatic. Like
I'm saying Freeze because that guy is the coolest guy, one. He knows good hip-hop, too. Three, he play at the clubs, bruh. He knows how to make the booties dance. OG, Stone Groove. And people got to give Freeze some respect, man.
He's been around for a long time.
He knows it, bro. And always a positive vibe.
And
bro.
He can talk any kind.
He can talk any kind.
There's a few that can make the talk any kind list.
And he can talk
any. He can talk any kind. He got jokes, comments.
And
there's not a few.
A gang of weed.
He's high right now.
He's high. He's always high.
He's high as a kite all
His
day.
His crew's a highlight.
Freeze! Come down! Come down! You're too high. Come
can
down,
I, bro. I like a kite.
Yeah, I cannot, bro. He's a good.
But that guy's game, bro. He's always game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always commentary.
Yeah, yes. And on that note, okay, because we just got to give honorable mention to DJ Decree, bruh. My man Dennis, bruh.
That's right.
Honorable mention. And I picked that guy, too, because these guys are game.
Yeah.
They can spin the hip-hop, they can spin the mainstream, they can spin the trap, spin it all, bruh. But, you know, they don't get the much respect that, you know, people deserve.
Like a bigger name guy.
Yeah, they can locally. Rock it. They can kill it, though. You know, I know Freeze can kill it. You know what I mean?
No, he knows what needs to be done.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Just know what you need to do for the event.
Right.
That's the basis of this whole DJ thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, who's your super pick?
Well, I was going to say,
there we go, bro.
It's not DJ Compose, because DJ Compose wins another award.
Oh, there we go.
That we will mention later.
Oh, a bigger award. It's like Man of the Year.
DJ Compose is not going to win the DJ of the Year.
Oh, bro. This is going to be controversial.
He's winning something else, though.
Oh.
I got him clocked
for that. So who's our DJ
then? So the DJ specifically played a music. I have to say, a guy that does not, no one talks about, but he is a guy everybody loves. He's the shout-out guy himself. DJ Logo, bro. DJ Logo. Nobody talk about DJ Logo.
Shout out.
Wow, LMLS.
That's a hard one, man.
That is.
So this is our picks, though, so people let us know.
It is. Nobody talks about him.
DJ
He's been
Logo, bro.
In the cut for as long as we've been.
Yeah.
And he's still going out there playing in the club.
Playing in the club.
Doing
bro.
What he got to do. Play the wedding, play the club. Yeah. Bar mitzvah,
NMLS,
everything.
NMLS, bro, for life.
NMLS, yes. Shout out to Lawrence as well. But yeah, I got to say that. So there we go.
Shout out to the majors.
To the majors.
Yep. Shout out to all you guys.
All those guys. So let's go. Let's take a break here and let's regroup ourselves.
Okay.
Why not?
Sleep Time's Over, Season 6, Episode 11, Second Annual Any Kind Awards. Yep. Captain Callis, DJ Zach Morris.
It's all on paper.
Woo!
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Glenn Medeiros, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. A wise gift to the world.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 6, Episode 11, Second Annual Any Kind Awards, because it's the end of the year.
Yes, a lot of awards.
And before we start these awards again, let's go. Say, rest in peace, rest in paradise, the Ganja Cave, brah.
Livicated to Ganja Cave.
Livicated to Ganja Cave. Yes. You guys probably don't care, don't know.
Yeah.
But for us, it's great MC, down with the fellowship, good life.
Freestyle fellowship.
Yeah, all that good stuff. So
guy we grew up on.
Yeah, great, great lyricist, great MC.
Yes.
6,000 and the original, The Chronic.
Correct.
So he did the whole Chronic, weed smoking, all that stuff, and Dr. Dre stole it.
That is correct.
Pretty much. That's why his album kind of got shelved.
That is correct.
Yeah. And there's all, if you guys watch This Is The Life.
Yep.
Basically breaks down whole Project Blue Good Life and who bit like Ice Cube and the kind
Busta Rhymes.
Busta, everybody bit a lot of stuff. Bone
Thugs and
Ice
Harmony.
Ice Cube, what's the name of Ice Cube's crew? The Gorillaz in the Mist.
Oh, the Lynch Mob.
Lynch Mob, they took from them too. Even if you look at it now, even Mumble Rap.
Yeah.
Kind of took from Project Blue.
Evolution, Juvenile. All those guys.
Like the
that
the
evolved
slang,
from all that.
Because there's like this guy named Pterodactyl and all those guys. They almost are mumble. But they're just rapping really fast.
Right.
And their beats were kind of trap. Kind of gangster trappy.
Yes.
That was like 20 years ago.
Yes. So, no, very big points. They're the most exploited group of all time.
I think so. That Los Angeles hub just got picked.
Good Life is most exploited of all time.
Gotta be. Yeah, gotta be.
How many things? That's why Bone Thugs and Harmony. When people talk about Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, did you guys ever listen to the first Bone Thugs and Harmony that they came out?
Anything like it.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. Saw this first of the month. Yeah. Thuggish, Ruggish Bone. Never mind.
Micah 9 is the foundation of all that sing-songy rap stuff.
Yes. Listen to Micah 9 again. It's the same thing.
All that stuff.
Exactly.
Same stuff. But anyway.
Okay. Enough ranting then.
Enough ranting with that.
Rest in peace.
Old people, rest in peace. Ganja Cave.
What we got next? Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Best restaurant in Hawaii.
Oof. All right. See, this is what's going to happen with this. See, I'm going to pick one because then I go out and then you'll be like, I don't know this, but I live in the Kaimilalani. And then you're not going to know. And then you're going to pick someplace out in Kapolei and it's going to be, that's it.
The funny part is like, well, how do we classify restaurant?
Yeah.
Upper crust, lower crust.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Are we going to do ones that basically poison their customers?
That's right. Speaking of year in review, let's not forget everyone. KTC was at Herringbone, bruh.
The week everybody got poisoned.
The week everybody got poisoned, yes.
And the food was okay.
The service was bad, you said.
Service was bad, dude.
Yeah. You was all pissed off.
It was the worst service ever.
Yeah.
It
took forever.
It was in Chinese, bruh.
That's correct.
No, for real, that place is packed with Chinese. I wouldn't doubt the bird flu was just chilling in drinks.
Yeah.
On the real, I was like, whoa, there's a lot of Chinese people here.
That's probably it.
Bruh, you ever notice a lot of people from Asia?
Yeah.
When they come to Hawaii, they stink. Okay. This Christmas and New Year's, right?
Yes.
The pattern's been from Hong Kong, China, Japan. They go into Truist, look at shoes.
Okay.
While they're looking for their Uber, they come into Light Sleepers. So we're a second thought.
Okay.
Bagas is crit. It's like they think the beach is showering.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. It's like, I want to tell them, like, bro, you guys is crit, bro.
Yeah. Well, it's classic guys that are on vacation. They say, I don't need to take shower. I'm on vacation. I don't need clean. I don't need wipe my ass. That's probably it.
I hope they wipe their ass.
I don't know if they do.
No, but it's like, okay. So when local people, when we go beach, right?
Yeah.
Then let's say you're on a staycation, right? So you go beach. You say, hey, we land somewhere. But you don't take a shower, right? You just get your shirt, put them on, maybe like a hat. You know, dry up. But we don't stink like they stink. And I'll be honest, bro. I mean, if people stink, they stink, no matter who they are.
Right.
But from Christmas to New Year's, yesterday, bro, we had like three groups of stanky Asians, bro. And not local Asians. But they stink because...
Is it because of what they eat? Isn't that the stereotype?
I don't know what it is. I just don't know what it is. It's crip, though.
Mm. Well, like how they smell. They smell like bologna and cereal. You know, so maybe the Korean smell.
But you know, the thing is, even Howleys, when they do the beach thing and they come in, they don't stink as bad as the Asians.
Oh. Maybe they're not wiping their behinds.
Oh, damn.
You know?
That's all I gotta say.
Maybe they're not wiping their pubes.
Whoa. Brada, 69, brah.
Spread them out.
UDB, brah. Well,
a lot of people stink in this world, and you know.
No, and the thing is, I noticed that when I worked in Waikiki too. That you tell when you came from the beach. I don't know what it is. Maybe like the blood or DNA mixed with Hawaiian water. Hawaiian water is like, brah, you guys freaking haunakas.
So it's like acid.
Acid.
Which MSG. Turns into MSG. Yeah. That's the creation of MSG. The Chinese jump in the water in Hawaii. The salt water mixes with Chinese. Whoa, MSG, go. Right. Send it to a little village. Okay, maybe.
To a little village.
Maybe.
That's a, I don't know. That's a weird sign. Anyway, so right. Best restaurants. Are we talking high class, middle right. class, low class, or just a restaurant?
Okay, if you go word association and you mention restaurant, in my opinion, it right. would be a place where you dine in.
Right.
It is a place where you have waiter service.
Right.
It is a place that is going to be something like a date or take a woman out, respectful okay. looking place. This isn't going to Zippy's.
Right.
So with that said.
Because Zippy's all has that too.
Right. It's going to be someplace respectful, someplace nice, respectful for the woman. You know, because going right. to a restaurant is something you do with a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about like, you know, if you're gay, I mean, you with right. significant others, what right. I'm saying. So you're taking somebody nice, like a Ruth Chris, for example, is a restaurant to me.
That's funny, because okay. that's the last place I eat.
How about that? So I have to say...
I was going to say Ruth Chris.
Well, how about that? Pig and the Lady is a restaurant to me.
Right, I eat there okay. too, okay.
Okay, you've eaten there?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to say, for a restaurant in 2017, a place I've gone to twice, and has been 4.5 mics each time, I have to go to Sania, bro.
Oh!
It's right next door to Pig and the Lady.
No, we never tried that. What kind of food is it?
That is... How do you explain this one? It's like it's not any type of genre of like Asian or anything. It's a melting pot of food.
Okay, good.
Yes,
no, got, well, very got good. Your vote. Yeah, so
very good.
Okay,
it's always been good. Yeah, always been good. So you got to go there. Okay, I don't know if the wife gonna like that. I don't know, but
yeah, chance, bro.
She's gonna be pissed off, maybe.
Ah, you know, I don't know, bro.
It's worth it.
Yeah, you know, we'll just go with that then.
It's worth it. Okay, what do you got for your restaurant?
My restaurant is a Bravo's, bro. No. I'd say Ruth's Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to Ruth's Chris?
I would think about 3 times this year.
All right, good.
Yeah, so I mean,
good. I like it.
Most frequent.
Okay, good.
So we just go out of frequency.
Good.
Right.
Always consistent.
But we did get a gift certificate to Chai's. Do you ever eat Chai's?
I have not gone to the new one.
The new one, yeah. So I think $50 might pay for a drink.
No, not that bad. Oh, no, wait. I stand corrected. I have gone.
No, to the new Chai's.
To the new Chai's. That's the one off Kapi'olani.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the one. Though, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, so we got a gift certificate.
It's worth checking out. You have a gift certificate?
$50. I don't know if you can buy anything. Maybe one appetizer.
Right.
Is it, I haven't been to Chai's since it was in
Aloha Tower. Yes.
And the food, I guess, wasn't memorable because I don't remember what I got.
There used to be an event Fish. There. Yeah, and there used to be...
Oh, yeah. Was it Architects?
XL. Architects was there. Delve. DJ XL. That was the debut of Serato. For XL.
No way.
Was that's when he started using Serato.
Wow.
Was the Chai's party. Because I was there. I was like, oh, that's the thing I've been hearing about. And he was showing me the Serato.
Serato how you play. 1.0.
Yes. And he was showing me, wow, you can play off the controller record and wow. this. And then I was like, wow.
Nobody else had it.
It was just starting to come up.
Oh, yeah. Because Dove didn't get onto it later.
Yeah. He was the first. I got to say XL was the first one.
Oh, nice.
And that was amazing. It was just amazing to see that happen. That changed forever. Changed the game forever.
Changing
but
the
that
game,
was at Chai's.
Yeah. DJ XL.
There you go. Okay.
So yeah, let's just say that. Okay, moving along.
What do you got? What's next?
Best bartender.
Okay. This one, I think I know what your answer will be, and I'm going to have to agree. The Lord Flores,
bro. I don't know too many bartenders.
I was going to say.
That's my number one bartender.
Right.
I guess the most I've talked to of a bartender.
Right. And that's fine. That's understandable.
And you know, he makes great drinks.
Right. And you've interacted with him the most of any of the guys.
Yeah, he's a champion, bro.
He's a good guy. He's a nice guy.
Good guy, bro.
Yeah, so he can make jokes.
Who was it last year? Was it him?
It...
2 years in a row, bro.
2 years, back to back. We're going to make one hat. Back to back, champs. The Lord Flores, bro.
Make a hat.
Back to back.
Yeah. Back to back, champs.
Because, I mean, it's a hard question
well,
because...
Know, you know all...
I know all the guys.
Right, but we're doing separate. So I say the Lord because I don't know too many bartenders.
Okay.
So I'm going to say him because I know he makes great drinks.
Right.
He's a great dude. He wins championships, which, you know, we all love.
Yes.
So, I mean, anybody else?
There's a few others. They one moved away. That was a good one. This was it was in my IG. If you see me, I'm all crying with the girl. And C-Spots. She's a good gal. She moved away to travel the world.
To
drink, love, marry.
Oh, wait.
Not eat, pray, love.
Maybe not know
this. She's going to come back. She's gone. She's traveling for the year.
Well, she is traveling.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's coming back. Yes.
That's even better.
Yeah. I mean, she's meeting people here and there, but she's like, traveling by herself.
That's dope, man.
And she's coming back in a year from now.
Get it, girl.
So so that would be my pick.
Does she have a boyfriend?
No. That's why she can go.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it'd be funny if she went and told the boyfriend, when I come back, we'll see how. You know what I mean? Like one of those
kind of things. Like the notebook.
Like, oh, we're going to go. Like, he's going to be like, we're going to go. And she's like, no, I'm going.
That could be. Yeah, that
and
could be a movie.
Later, if I come back and a spark is still there,
right.
Get married.
Get married right there.
Wouldn't that be a great story?
What could we call that, though? That'd be called the email.
C-spot.
The iPad.
C-spot run.
Poof. How about that? How about that? That could be like a kid show.
Oh,
all right. Sound like a dog. Okay. What's next? Let's go.
What do we got? Best
Hawaii sports figure?
Sports figure.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, I got one.
There you go.
It's not Brother Marcus. I tell you that.
You gotta
right
do
now.
It, bro. I'm thinking right now. I'm drinking.
Okay, I gotta say, it's not Brother Marcus. I have to go with the people of Jawai. I love them. Max Holloway, bro.
Oh, bro. You know what, bro?
Why not? Right?
I thought of him, but I was trying to think, did I miss anybody else?
That's it. I mean, he is really representing Jawai to the truest. Shout out to John.
Shout out
to that. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, he's dominating UFC.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring the event over here. Why not?
It's funny, though, because his style and BJ's style was different of representing Hawaii.
Yes.
BJ represented Hawaii, but it was almost like a, how can you say, it was like a cocky representative.
Yes.
Like,
I see what
like,
you mean.
Almost like he was like, you guys know I represent Hawaii.
Yes.
So I got to say it for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and he was never like a hardcore proponent of bringing UFC to Hawaii.
No.
Like, yeah, we're going to try to bring him. We're going to scrap. And I heard a lot of stories of him at the club, him running away from cops.
You know, really? Like, yeah. Acting a fool.
Hmm. You know what I mean? So it's one, and then he got hella sloppy, BJ Penn. Well, Max is different. He just gets better and better and better and better.
Right.
And he represents, I don't know, there's no disrespect to BJ Penn, but this is straight observation from two different fighters. They're two different people.
Right.
Max represents Hawaii.
Right.
Well,
I'm not as big of a fan of UFC as you are. So I base off of what I've seen from these past guys.
Right.
And Holloway seems to be, if you were to hang out with him at a bar or something, to be more of a chill, more humble guy than BJ Penn.
Max would just seem like he'd basically shake everybody's hand.
Yeah.
Sign every autograph.
Yeah.
Like do everything. And then he'd probably eat like 2 hours later.
Yeah. It seems like that is the case.
The only move that I was kind of skeptical on with Max Holloway is his relational move, bruh.
Oh, what was this?
Think he going to Moanihara?
Oh.
Right?
He went out with her?
That's his girlfriend now.
Oh, it's a girlfriend now.
She was in last fight. She's in the back holding a kid, bruh.
Oh, okay. I did not know this.
To me, I don't know, bruh. I don't think it's his move, but I can see why she's doing it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I know that. I think that's actually like Chris Cypher and Jay's friend.
Yeah, that's all.
But I'm just keeping it real, son. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it looks like a straight jock move. Like,
I have a story on her, but I don't know if I should mention it.
Maybe not there.
It was regarding myself and her.
Oh. Before she became Miss Hawaii.
No, this was after, I think.
After. Oh.
This was after. This.
She tried to request a song.
It wasn't anything stupid. No, it was just like.
She touched the ding ding.
Oh, I wish. No. No.
It wouldn't be that.
No, it was just a comedy because, okay, so I went to the Modern. Right. We mentioned the Modern again.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
And I was there, and it was at the lobby bar, the study.
Right.
And just happened to be around 9 o'clock-ish, so then Jay, DJ Compose,
right.
He texts me saying, where you stay? I'm over here. Okay, come with me. We'll go to Addiction.
Right.
So we go to Addiction. He opens up Addiction. So I'm hanging out with him. And then he's like, oh, you want to just play? Oh, I tie, just play a little bit. So I was playing Addiction. I played half an hour. And I really didn't want to play.
Yeah.
So I was just there just fucking around.
He's using his computer.
Yeah. Yeah. And as this was going on, more people start coming in. All the characters coming in. Raph coming.
Okay.
Chris Cypher coming. Everybody shake the hand. Everybody shaking the hand. And then Moanihara come out.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, and then Jay's like, hey, you got to meet her. You should meet her. Oh, I guess. Because she used to go to the Honolulu Club.
Okay.
He plays sub and play.
Right.
So from there, she meets me and we're talking. Oh, you go club boy. You go to club.
Eyes.
You over there. Yeah, you. It's you. Yeah, I see you. I see you too. And then from there, she proceeds to like take my hand and then like take me all around the club. And we're walking around and she's holding my hand, like dragging me all over the place.
Introducing you to people or something?
A few. But then she's just, we're going to all, so we're going to all the bottle service tables. Everybody get the bottle service. I see Semantics 808, Clint.
Oh, bro, there you go.
The man of the money at the district. I'm telling him, bro, what are we doing here? He's, I don't know. And then we're going over there, and then we see Raph over there. I said, bro, get plenty of bottle service. Yeah, plenty of guys do this. I'm like, why? I don't know. And then we're walking around, and then she's just dragging my hand. And then Jay's seeing this.
He's laughing,
of course. He's, oh, you guys got to take a picture. I'm like, all right. So we take the picture, and we took this picture. It was on my IG. It was a while ago, but it was a very, let's say, risque picture. It got a lot of likes.
Okay, oh, there you go.
It was comedy galore.
So what? So then after you're like, okay, she's dead, sister.
No, and that was it. I mean, then
so
I had to Uber home.
Arm candy?
I don't know. She probably don't remember this. I barely remember this, but I remember she got my hand, and she was taking me all over the entire place.
Wow,
why are we walking around so much?
Bro, you just got pimped, bro.
I don't know.
Zach Morris got pimped by Miss Hawaii.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. After that,
you
I took the pimped, Uber.
Bro. She's like, oh, this is a guy. I don't want my man right now.
I don't know why. I don't know.
You got status, bro.
I just got my mind on my money, money
Fit
on my mind.
Guy, check. Honolulu Club, check. All right. No J Compose and DJ, check, bro. Come with me. You're going to be my arm candy for tonight. Bro. So I look like I don't got nobody.
Well, I look like I don't got nobody because I was lost in there. I didn't know what was going on in there.
I'd be confused too.
And then Jay just laughing at me the entire time. And I asked I remember the question I asked everybody, the main answer I got from everybody was, I don't know. Everybody kept telling me, whatever I would ask somebody, anything,
so she could just
I don't know.
So she'd be saying basically at the run of the club.
I believe so.
Moani does what Moani do.
I believe so, yes.
Wow. Hey, shout out to her. Then.
So that was
well,
it.
Well, now she linked up with the most popular man in America.
There you go. There you go. That's it. So,
I mean,
there's my Moani R story.
Put it this way, bro. Moani R, bro. She died with Zach Morris. She died with Max Holloway. You know what? I like her now.
I guess. I don't know what to make of that
night. She went from Zach Morris arm candy to the man.
To the fighters.
To the fighters,
yeah,
bro.
There you go.
Is from that great?
I would hope so. I would think so.
That's a funny story.
From a lover to a fighter, bro.
Oh, there you go. Bro. Who's the fighter?
I have to say Max Holloway, bro.
Good answer.
Come on.
Moving along, bro.
Next one. Let's go. Forget it.
What was that for?
Never mind.
What was that for?
I don't even know. Hawaii sports figure. That was for best Hawaii sports figure.
Okay. God, I got lost over there. Okay. Best hip hop album.
Okay. I have an answer to this. What is yours? What is yours?
I got to hear yours, bro. I got to hear yours.
All right. Here we go. Now, we've reviewed a lot of albums this past year.
Right.
Okay. We've heard a lot of stuff come and go. But my pick for hip hop album of 2017 is.
Oh, don't say that.
None of them, brah.
Oh,
I picked none of them.
Bro,
no album. Bro. No album in 2017 did anything for me.
Great answer, brah.
There were some song singles, not an album. You don't give me no 12 song, 13 song that got me anything.
Good album.
Nothing.
Good.
The winner is no one.
There we go. You know, I'm looking over here at all the albums that released.
There were some good albums, but nothing that I would say that's my album of the year. When you say
yeah, you
album
know,
of the year, that's like a monumental thing.
Yeah, you're asking like the wrong people.
Yeah, that's why I didn't. That was my answer.
Yeah, because Tribe was last year, right?
Correct. We can't say Tribe again.
Our boy, bro, Your Old Droog.
Oh, Your Old Droog was a good album.
I think that might be my album of the year, bro.
But are you saying that just out of desperation?
Nah.
Because there's nothing
you know
else?
What? No, but you know what? I listened to the album multiple times in the shop.
Okay.
Like multiple times.
Okay.
And I never got tired of it. So
okay.
I'm looking down the line.
Okay.
Eh.
There's nothing that I saw that came out on, because I'm just looking straight up from the iTunes store. Music, right? Because that's basically the avenue.
Yeah, I don't like Jeezy. Kendrick, I'm not really, it's cool. Rhapsody was cool.
It was cool.
I mean, Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels was cool.
It was cool.
Okay, if I had to put like honorable mentions to win.
Joy Badass.
Run the Jewels. Joy Badass was all
right. Right.
He changed a lot. So he's trying to market himself differently. But Run the Jewels, I gotta say, it was cool. The Kendrick was cool.
John Wayne. Do you listen to John Wayne at all?
It was cool. It was all right.
John, I like John Wayne.
I mean, even Belly. Remember we reviewed the Belly album?
Right.
That was all right. The MC8
are you
DJ Premier.
Rock Marsh? I'm not really a fan either. It's cool. It's good. Like, it's good.
It's okay, yeah. It's nothing I'm going to say album of the year,
for
though.
That one for Sean?
No.
He's cool.
It's
cool.
All right.
Cunning Linguist. I didn't hear this one.
I never heard that.
Maybe I need to
so
hear
there's
that one,
bro.
Okay.
But then you've had a lot, like the Wu-Tang album.
Sean Price
is a good album. Okay.
Good album.
Sean Price is a good album.
He's an album of the year. Raekwon had an album.
I don't know if it's album of the year.
You a fan of Shy High?
Like, are we going to look back in 2025 and be like, you know, in 2017, you remember that great album in 2017?
Yeah.
Are we going to remember that 8 years from now? 10 years from now?
I'm trying to figure out, dude. See, I never heard of this dude, Hex One.
But you see, like, there's a lot of stuff, but it's nothing. Albums in 2017 don't really hit.
Like Brother Ali, he brought
Brother Ali's Ali is all right, yes. That's all right. But see, we're pulling out all these things. Like 444, I did not like.
I didn't. Yeah, that was okay.
That was whatever. Just, that was okay. Right?
No idea. Was like,
Joy Badass was all right.
No idea. Throwaway beats.
Right.
Joy Badass was cool. Too trappy for me, but
three and a half mics.
Run the Jewels was good.
Run the Jewels.
Kendrick was okay. Yeah. Rhapsody was good.
Right. And then you got the MC8 with DJ Premier album, which was cool.
Yeah.
You had what else we got there? The Jadakiss Fabulous was not good. I don't know why they put that there. We got 2 Chainz album, the Prodigy album.
Open Mike Eagle,
Mike Will made it. Come on.
Yeah. The KRS-One was pretty good. See, a lot of this is pretty good.
It's pretty good. That's why I was torn. There's nothing I could really give.
You know what? But I'm going to go, if I have to pick one, I'm going to go Your Old Drew.
Okay. That's fair.
Because I listen to it the most.
That's fair enough.
So, that's my pick.
Okay.
You got to tell us what you want.
That's fine.
Okay.
Let's go.
Moving along. Let's see. Best movie.
Oof.
Star Wars, bro.
Oh.
There we go. Everybody crying. Go cry. Why news now?
I gotta say it's gonna be Star Wars. It's gotta be.
So Star Wars, bro.
It has to be the best one, I guess.
Star Wars.
Well, you can look at what else? Get Out came out.
Was good.
You can look at there's a movie that people were voting on, and we're gonna announce the people's choice on this.
Right.
The Disaster Artist.
See, I gotta watch that. That's wait.
It's out of the theaters already, so I gotta wait for rental for that one. Do you know the backstory to Disaster Artist?
You told me the last time. This guy made a movie. It's the worst movie ever.
Yes, but it's hilarious.
And Franco made a movie.
Playing him.
Playing him making a movie.
Yes. It's the greatest thing. You need to see the movie.
Both of them.
I have not seen Disaster Artist. I've seen the movie they're mimicking is The Room.
Oh, okay.
The guy's name is Tommy Wiseau.
Right. I didn't watch Baby Driver, which is really good.
I heard that was good too.
Wonder Woman didn't
watch. Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman. People love Wonder Woman.
I didn't watch it yet.
That's why we can't vote on this. It's not fair.
I seen Okja.
You did?
Yeah, I like Logan, dude.
A lot of people like Logan.
Good, dude.
I didn't see Logan.
Logan was good.
That's why we can't vote on this, bro. I'm gonna concede. I'm conceding the vote. I'm not voting for best movie. It's not fair. Because I'm just gonna pick Star Wars because that's the only movie I saw in the theater, and then Get Out.
Right.
I haven't seen any of these.
Alien Covenant, I didn't see, which I still want to see.
There you go, Disaster Artist, bro. Good stuff.
Trainspotting 2.
Wow. You see? This is bad.
Kong.
See, we cannot pick.
Girls Trip.
We cannot pick. No, we cannot. I'm conceding.
Star Wars, bro. I'm going to go with Star Wars.
All right, Star Wars.
Everybody can cry all they like. Okay. All these people can cry. I've seen post. Very good. Very accurate.
Okay.
All right, next up. What we got here?
Listen to this right now. Next one. Let's go with it. What's the next one?
Best TV show, bro.
Okay. That I can say something about.
Okay, here we got.
I gotta go with, because it kept me going, Stranger Things.
Oh, bro.
Season 2, Stranger Things. Not Walking Dead. Walking Dead, the ending, they pissed me off. So, Stranger Things 2, I thought was just as great as Stranger Things 1.
Yeah, I gotta go with Stranger Things. I gotta go. I can't think of any of the TV shows I watched. Game of Thrones, was that this year?
That was.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, that's why I'm not gonna. That's why. You can pick that.
I think we'll go Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Even though fought the barbarians.
Who
fought the barbarians?
Yeah, fought I have for scorn. They I for scorn.
I for scorn the barbarians.
Forget it.
Life.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
So
that's fine.
We'll see what the people want.
I still gotta watch episode 1 of the Game of Thrones.
You just watch like the first. Yeah.
You keep spoiling it for me every time ask you.
If you can just watch just watch like the first season.
You tell me the guy dies.
Right, just watch the first season and then you can make a decision.
All right,
you keep going.
Fair enough.
Okay,
what else we got?
Here we go, bro. Best high school. All right,
best high school. What do you got?
I was gonna say it's funny because the last one was Kalani.
It was Kalani. Right? That's correct.
I'm gonna go with. When I was driving here, I was gonna go St. Louis High School, bro.
Really? Okay.
St. Louis High School, bro.
There's a lot of reasons why I think you picked it.
I'm pretty sure you know all the reasons why. All
right. And I have to
state champion football team.
Agree. I have no quarrels with that.
Right. Also, our favorite entertainer of the show. Friend of yours, friend of mine, friend
Glenn
of us.
Glenn Medeiros, bro.
But a Glenn Medeiros.
That's right.
The gift of aloha.
When he did that drop, I think he locked it in.
Yeah.
For St. Louis High School to become the number one school.
I'll go with that. Yeah. Private school wins this year.
Private school wins this year.
Yeah. Private school
Second
wins.
Second place, Waipao.
94 block.
94 block.
Okay, that's fine.
Waipao, because I'm just thinking of football. They had a really good football team this year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they made it pretty far in the state tournament for D2.
Then, fair enough.
And then Waipao, great teachers.
Okay.
I know a few of the teachers. They asked me to speak this year there.
You spoke at Waipao High School?
Yes, I was part of like their career day. And I told them, hey, you guys know I didn't go Waipao, right?
Really? When was this? How come you never mentioned this?
I did mention it.
You mentioned this on the show?
I think I did. It was this year. I mean, I went, like, they asked me to speak multiple times, but I only went once.
You went to Talk Story Hawaii. But
yeah.
that
but this was like beginning of thing. The year, yeah. Beginning of the year I went and then I got to do a little career day. They put me as a hip hop artist rapper.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because the kids is like, who are you?
Exactly.
That and sounds... that was the one you remember? I was next to Rebel Soldiers.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, you're putting me next to Rebel Soldiers?
Well, you're the music people.
When they're from 94 Block and they sing all the hits.
Right.
But kids came and then
here's the hip-hop guy.
Yeah, but I'm like, dude, I'm like far from what hip-hop guys should have been, you know? In their eyes.
Was this in like February or something?
Yeah, it was early, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to say my power was second place, but we're going to go.
Private school wins.
Private school finally won it.
Despite all their uncertainty and all of their quarrels, private school.
Private school. Bada Glenn, friend of us.
Yes.
State champion team. And they send a bunch of kids to University of Hawaii, bro.
That is correct, yes.
So, you know, we're going to go with that.
Shout out to Cal Lee.
Shout out to Cal Lee. Okay, we'll see. Here we go. Best play lunch, bro. Controversies have been flowing around for this.
Well, last year was controversial. Richie's won. Over Bob's last year.
Yeah.
But this year, something came into the play that changed the game.
Right.
That was not mentioned at all last year, but is now prominent this year, which is still 2017. Keamoku Seafood, bro. Keamoku Seafood, Old Reliable.
Bro.
Whenever you need that fish... You need the kind
they
salmon
good,
belly.
You get good Hawaiian plate too.
Well, yeah.
You lao lao.
You get lao lao there. Exactly.
Fresh fish, but they know me. They all tease me. You know when I walk in there with Spell One? You know what they always say when he's not there? Hey, where's your bodyguard?
Wow. Really?
They always say that.
They get jokes over there.
They get jokes, bro. Wow. They love light sleepers.
There you go. Good.
And then I told Zach about it, and now he goes there once a week, bro.
Once a week. You got to do it.
You get the salmon belly. Maybe you get the ahi belly.
Yep.
You get the sashimi plate.
Sashimi plate is good. Hawaiian plate.
Bro, Hawaiian plate. Everything good.
You always got to call them in.
You call them in, yes.
You call them in. They say, hello. Like, oh, you get the salmon belly. Even though I don't really need to say that.
Yeah, you just say
it. I just do it because I'm still local at heart. And I say, you get the salmon belly. Like, yeah, you can get the spicy ahi. Okay, bye-bye. Cap.
And the plate ready, bro.
Yep.
They look at you. They give it to you. They don't even know who you are. They know already.
They don't know. But then they get the punch card.
Yeah.
Great idea.
You know what punch card is only for certain people?
Really?
I went there. Who did I go there with to eat? And they never got the punch card.
Oh, really?
So I
could feel good then.
I guess so.
You got the punch card. I got the punch card.
Might have been Spell. I don't know who it was with. I was like, did you get the punch card? They're like, what punch card? I was like, oh, you didn't get a punch card.
Wow.
I used it like multiple times.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought everybody got the punch card.
They do it. Well, they see me a lot. Once a week.
Maybe that's why, too.
So they gave me a punch card. And every time I fill one out, I'd cash it in, you know, pay a couple dollars and get the big plate.
Yes.
But anyway, like, I think it's like one of those ones that if you're not asking for it, you don't know about it, they're not going to give it to you. Right?
Right.
Because they're basically going to lose money.
Right.
But of course they're going to give it to people like us if they see us once a week.
That's basically what they told me when they first gave me the punch card. He's like, oh, you come plenty, that's why. So I give you a card.
Yeah.
Okay, cash you.
So Keamoku Seafood, you're not anonymous. Unanimous. Whatever, anonymous.
Unanimous.
Hippopotamus. All right, here we go. We're moving on. Keeping it with the food. Best sushi in Hawaii.
Okay.
This is a hard one.
This is a hard one, too, because you're going to go what level of sushi?
Yeah, because I don't eat. I haven't eaten a high level of sushi in Hawaii. Like you go.
It's all in town, that's why.
Yeah.
You go to Sushi Bay.
No, I wish I went to Sushi
Bay. Oh, you went
Did
one
you go
time.
Yet? Did you go yet?
No.
Damn, we got to go, dude. I miss Sushi Bay.
I'm not going to Kapolei.
Dude, there's lines. I'll drive one day, bro. One day, I'll come over here.
Gas
drive.
Money. Yeah, I pay for gas.
Yeah, come to the shop, but we go over there, eat Sushi Bay, come all the way back just for Sushi Bay.
Oh, I'm gonna be tired already.
You gonna be tired? I'm driving.
I gonna be knocked out in the car.
Bro, you better give me like $50 gas,
bro. Bro, then you go. I just story me snoring.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
That'll be something.
So anyway,
I can't. Okay, I've never been there. I'm going to say places like Izakaya Gaku.
See, I never ate. See, that's a higher level of sushi. But I'm just going to go with what I've ate the most. It was probably, and you can eat the most, Cats.
Okay, that's in town.
It's not like the high end.
Yeah, a lot of rice.
It's just, there's shigo.
Yeah, like, lots shigo. Of rice.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's fine. That's fair enough.
And what is yours? Because I gotta go take Charles to go to one of your spots.
Well, I gotta say Gaku because that's the only place I've gone.
Right.
Because
where's the location of that?
That's across the street from Easy Music Center, bro.
There you go.
Home of Beetroot. All the guys are gonna beat.
Yes. Yes.
The 50-year anniversary of Beetroot.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the place I go. That's the one with Shin-san. He's there.
Gotta make reservations. Hello.
You gotta make reservations because if not, he's gonna tell you, "Oh, sorry, I'm busy already." So you cannot.
Right.
So that's the only place I've gone in 2017. So I can't really compare.
How much is the average the bill for two people?
If you go and if you're going down in the sushi and if the sushi guy is selling you good stuff, gonna be at least 200.
Okay.
Gonna be 200, and then if you
it's good to know, bro.
Sake
know.
As well.
Oh, sake.
I would bring your own sake. You get the corkage, so then it cuts back. If you don't, you know, because if you order from the restaurant, you'd be paying $50-$60 a bottle. So bring your own in.
Right.
Corkage, $20. $25.
Bro. There you go.
Save you some money, bro. Free rice.
There you go. Free rice.
Okay, what else we got? Let's go.
Moving along. Hawaii's best clothing company.
Oh, bro. Locomotion, bro.
Bro.
Hawaiian Island Creation. Living in HSE.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Sarah's Surf Shop, bro.
You know what?
The number one, Light Sleepers, bro. You guys better vote Light Sleepers, bro. You guys better stop listening. No,
really? It's not going to be the clothing store a couple stores down from you, the Japan clothing company, but Aloha, Go Surf.
The Japanese, I don't know what they're called.
Kawaii
good
Desuka.
Good supply, I think.
That's what they're called. You serious?
Yeah, I think they're called Good Supply Company.
Good Supply Company. What is making me so bad? Yeah. Good Supply Company.
Number one clothing company in Hawaii, bro.
Forget it. Yes.
Booyah.
Light Remember Sleepers. That? Booyah.
Bronze Age.
Throwing some references out here. Throwing some references. Bad Okoli. New generation.
Jimmy Z, bro.
Jimmy Z all day. Is that still out? Is still around? Or
probably in Brazil.
I would wear Jimmy Z shorts right now.
You would?
Yeah. If somebody came in with Jimmy Z shorts, the Krishna Soy kind.
Remember Jimmy Z shorts had the Velcro?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go and say Light Sleepers.
There you go. There's a shocker. There's a shocker.
Okay, best Hawaii sports team.
Okay, this one, you give me your thoughts on this. I don't know. On this one, Hawaii sports team. That's like high school.
High school, we're doing like.
Like, what else would there be?
Can't be University of Hawaii, basketball.
You could
Can't be football.
Forget it.
Can't be.
That's it.
Volleyball.
Is there any indoor football leagues going on still yet?
Nope. I would say. Oh, I know what it is. The Waianae Pop Warner team, bruh.
Oh.
They won the United States Championship for Pop Warner.
The United States Championship?
Well, the. International, whatever.
The world
Pop
title.
Warner, world title, whatever.
Wow. Yeah. I did not know this.
Yep, they won right here. Why and I, Pop Warner.
Why and I going die?
Champions, bruh.
Really?
Yep.
There
national
is.
Title, bruh.
They're the national champions?
Pop Warner, national champions, bruh. Why and I? So that is my Hawaii team, bruh.
That's got to be them, then. That's it.
West Side finally gets an award.
West Side finally. Okay.
Waianae Tigers football team returns home with a national title.
That's got to be unanimous then. That's it.
There you go. The Waianae football team is back home winning a national Pop Warner Super Bowl in Florida.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know this. When did this happen?
It just happened, bro.
Oh, it just happened.
Yes.
Okay.
So, congratulations, Waianae Pop Warner.
Okay, good.
You guys are the best Hawaii sports
best team. Hawaii sports team.
Best podcast, bro.
I don't know already. I don't watch that kind of
you
stuff.
Guys,
I don't
man,
listen to that kind
off,
of stuff.
Bro. What do we got to say about that? But we'd like to thank all the rest of the podcasts, Voices from the Planet.
Yeah.
Brother man.
Oh, yeah.
Much respect.
Yo, hey, let's take time now. Shout out to that guy, bro. He's a good man.
And I wish I had more time. I'll listen to all his episodes.
I listen to the shows.
Yes. To a few of them. I got to go catch up with his. But people like that, you know?
Right.
He reposts a lot of our stuff.
Yeah, he's a great supporter.
Yeah, we got to show him.
Because you know what? Because he posts like pretty much every day of like all the shows
he listens to
a lot.
Which is brilliant.
So he gets through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He listens to that Joe Rogan show. That's like 10 hours.
I listen to that too. But
I don't know how you do it.
I mean, listen to whatever there's a guest that I like, you know.
Right.
Kind of want to hear. But yeah.
Because I got to get into it because I've never listened to the Joe Rogan show.
Yeah, it's cool. It's real. He's real pointed.
Okay.
Of course, like everybody has their opinion. But his opinion is like nothing will sway.
Right.
He's like.
Well, that's solid. You say it with confidence, you know?
Yeah.
Topical.
But anyway, shout out to Voices from Planet.
Yes. Good man.
You know what? I'm going to say the best podcast in Hawaii.
Here we go.
Going to humble ourselves today.
What are you going to say, bro?
Voices from the Planet.
There we go.
There
how about
you go, bro.
How about it? Let me put this down so I can clap.
I need to listen to more episodes.
This is very nice of you.
I listen to I'm going to keep it real, four.
You know, as conceited as you are, you really kept, you stepped down.
Thank you. I want to consider myself conceited.
As much of an arrogant guy as you are, you humble
arrogant
yourself
bastard.
Immediately. That's great.
All right. Best local celebrity, bro.
Okay, well.
Who do you have, bro?
I got to go with, he's been mentioned before. We're going to mention him again. Glenn Medeiros,
bro.
Glenn Medeiros.
A lot of Glenn.
He did the drop. The nicest guy.
But wait. Before we crown him, I got to say, it's a tough second place. Maybe even tie for first.
Oh. Okay, that puts a monkey wrench into the machine here.
Yeah.
That is a good pull. I don't know what to say now. He's been on the show numerous times.
Yeah. And he just finished Jumanji, bro.
He just finished Jumanji. He was there. He was a welder. You seen the scene of him?
Yeah, he's all
dirty, pulling with the wrench and the hammer.
Yeah,
like how local people should be. Working hard. That's what they should be doing. Working. Well, that I don't know what to say now.
What do you say, bro?
Oh. Okay. Wow, these are both good, nice guys. These are both nice guys, but I gotta say, because he's been on the show as a guest many times. IA,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, there you go.
IA.
Sorry, brother Glenn, you got an award with St. Louis, so we're gonna go IA, bro.
Glenn gonna be on the show.
We're gonna get Glenn on the show, then we'll make him number one. Right now, IA, bro, he had a stellar with Hawaii 5-0, Jurassic Park.
Right.
Any kind. I think he has a bunch of other stuff lined up.
He's done a lot of stuff.
He did that one short movie, an independent movie.
Yes.
You know, it was had to do dramatic scenes.
It was in Nanakuli, it was based out of, right?
Yeah. He's on his way up.
Yes.
So, shout out to IA. And,
great personality.
Great friend of the show.
Great friend of the show. Has been on several times.
Boxing expert.
The boxing expert did the whole Mayweather, McGregor, the preview show.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. That's a great one. Best politician, bro. Trevor Ozawa, bro.
Well, based off what we just saw. As we were taping this show, everyone, Trevor Ozawa, I posted the pickup already. You guys probably can see it already. But Trevor Ozawa was there with Mahalani Richardson.
Yeah, interviewing for something.
In front of the Light Sleeper store.
I think he tried, bro. So, Trevor Ozawa, thank you for trying to get Light Sleeper some shine.
Papa guy, Isai.
I didn't know who he was. I mean, I knew who he was when he came in, but I just didn't.
You called his name.
I had to figure his name. I was like, okay.
You called it.
Then when he finally made a circle, I was searching in my head and we got out. I was like, Ozawa, Trevor.
You got it. Is that your best politician?
No.
Okay.
No,
who's your best politician?
Okay, who's my best
politician? Yeah. I got one.
I got none. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, bro.
Okay.
Don't say Kurt McGirt, bro.
No. Okay. I'm going to swerve everybody right now. The best politician right now is not a politician.
Ooh.
But a DJ.
Oh, politicking,
and bro. The best politician, I think, in the state of Hawaii, Honolulu, DJ Compose,
bro.
Because, let's just break down why.
Politicking and building, son.
Let's break it down, okay?
Break it down for me.
He's been DJing for a long time. Long as we've been. And he is very much prominent in the game.
Yes.
He is the top DJ, I think, of Hawaii.
Yes.
He's making the most money in Hawaii. He's in the modern.
Yes.
He does addiction.
Yes.
Herringbone.
Yes.
All the top parties he has got locked down. And let's keep in mind, okay? All those promoter guys are all a bunch of hollies.
Yes.
All these hollies are all bowing down to this Filipino man. All
right, that's what we want to
know. He has got the control of all the hollies.
He's like the DJ Ben Cayetano.
Correct. That's right. Because you look at all of the DJs. They're all usually prominent, Steve Aoki looking kind of hipster kind of guy, Howley kind of guy. Everybody looked 50 pounds with one plaid shirt, with one weird haircut. Not DJ Compose. DJ Compose still looks like the man of the people, of the local people. So for a local guy, Filipino guy, to infiltrate the Howley nation of the DJ club scene in 2017, with the music being very Howley now.
Very Howley.
Very EDM.
No Filipino will be making EDM.
Correct.
If you're a Filipino making EDM, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You better get out of here.
You better get your rhythm back, bro. You better talk to the motherland.
Do the electric slide again, bro. Bring it back. Well, that is why the best politician, because he's had a lockdown on the scene, controlling all the alleys, DJ Compose.
Wow, bro. The Ben Cayetano of DJ. Rob.
That's right. We salute you, Rob. We all salute you.
We salute you, Rob. I cannot even fathom or even disagree with that. So we're going to go DJ Compose, a.k.a. the Ben Cayetano of DJing, bro.
He don't like rail.
Oh,
that's right. There you go, bro.
Man is over there laughing.
That's right. That's right.
That's a great guy right there.
So I just got to give that. I got to say that. I got to announce
probably
that.
He did it with Ben Cayetano, I bet.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right?
He knows Max Holloway. As far as people, I've seen him hanging out there at home bar.
Oh, bro. Sorry. I've seen pictures. Yeah. About it, Jay. Don't forget us, bro.
But I was just saying, for him to be out there, that's prominent. You don't see that.
That's a good twist and turn, bro.
You don't see that.
I cannot disagree with that. Okay.
Here you go.
Moving along. Best shop on Macaulay and King Street.
Gosh. Good supply company, bro.
Oh, God.
There you go. Awesome. Everybody go, Seth. Kawaii desu ka?
Kawaii. Oh,
yeah. Seth. Get sure to say stand on it.
Stand in me toss.
Yep. Yep. Right. Oh, right. Toes in the hole.
Burlap bag. Seth.
Forget it. Satchel? Forget it. Forget it.
You wear sandals?
Oh.
Sandals. Seth.
Oh, no. I'm getting really sick now. All right. Best shot on Macaulay.
What you know about it, you guys better not deny us. Light sleepers, bro.
There you go.
It's my podcast, bro.
There it is,
say
man.
Say what I gotta say. All right. Light sleep. Well, thank you. One clap. Thank you. That's all I need. Okay. Woman. Oh, here we go. Man of the year.
Okay. I got one. Wow. I got one.
Oh, bro. This one is.
What do you got?
Bro, that's a tough one right now. I had a few people in my head. I'm so curious of who you got because you were like, I got somebody. Don't say DJ Compose, bro.
It's not DJ Compose.
He already won.
He already won.
It's better than Man.
Ain't no two awards for anybody.
Yeah, man of the year.
I got one. Locked
for
in.
For Hawaii, bruh.
We're locked in.
Bruh. Okay, I got one, bruh.
We are locked.
This was a little twist and turn. You want me to do first or what?
Go with it.
Here we go, bruh. Joe Coy, bruh. There we go, bruh.
Another guy you did not get a drop from. But yeah, okay. He came in your store.
He came in the store. That's 1 point.
He looked sick.
80 shows, bruh.
Yes.
That's like 80 points.
Yeah. Unreal.
You down with the local people? Yep. Down with the Filipino people?
Yep.
Got a name that don't sound Filipino at all?
No. Sounded Korean.
Yeah. He looked Korean.
I thought he was Korean.
Half Korean, half Hawaii.
He played the game brilliantly.
Brilliant. He 11 played Hawaii like a fiddle.
Yes. Better than Journey did.
Oh,
he blew away Journey. And Journey does a good job with Hawaii.
Yeah, great job. Bro.
But he took it further.
And guess what? He employed Spell Wonder.
Oh, that's right.
Made Spell Wonder do the design.
Right, that's right, yes.
My homie Brendan from Maui. He's the photographer.
Yeah.
So he's providing jobs for local people, bro.
There you go.
He's not local, but he embraces Hawaii.
There you go.
So man of the year, bro.
I like
Joe
it.
Joe Coy, bro.
That's a good one. That's a good pull.
I mean, I have to think really about it. He's technically not from Hawaii, but it was a man of the year, meaning like of the year.
Right. Okay. That's a good one.
But yeah.
All right. I'm going to go a little step in another direction with this. I'm going with someone that we were prominently dealing with throughout the year. He's very informative. He has a lot of good information involving the area of real estate.
Oh.
He has a lot of information regarding Star Wars.
Wow, okay.
He has a lot of information regarding a lot of information.
Right.
And he's not even selling information clothing.
Wow.
But this man right here, Grant Capone Canojo, the man of the year. I'm going to say right now, we're going to go and delve down, not DJ Delve, but we're going to delve into the local people on the street.
Wow, bro.
And Grant Capone Canojo, I have to say, who has come on this show numerous times.
Hard one, bro.
Very informative about the realty show, the reality of realty. Was a great informative show. A lot of great feedback on that. Right. A lot of good information.
Oh, good.
A lot of good information. Great information. I have to say, we just go in and own in on the grassroots.
Wow.
Joe Coy is a great one.
Two great choices, bro.
I got to go with Grant Capone Canojo.
All right. I can't disagree on that.
He waits in lines. To buy stuff for other people.
Wow, bro. He's a man of the people.
I mean, if that's
He could have won politician.
Yeah. He could have won politician, city council.
We put a whole new spin on these titles.
We're trying to change it up, swerve it around.
Wow, okay. There you go.
You know, because year-end shows, you know, if you listen to other year-end shows, it's usually just people copping out and they put a bunch of clips on, which we'll probably do too. Yeah. But we're going to try and add something to this with these awards and try to change it up, you know. So with that said, though, wait, what do you got? We have the Woman of the Year.
Woman of the Year. Wow. Yeah. I never really thought hard about this, bro. I'm going to say Moani Hara, but, position yourself in a power move.
Well, she's got a lot of positions, but.
We'll just change that up here. Woman of the Year. Who do you have for Woman of the Year? I'm curious,
I have
bro.
One.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, great, bro.
Okay, so.
Oh, no.
If you're a listener to the show, which I hope you are, you're probably going to assume that we're going to pick Maleka Lincoln.
Okay.
Or we're going to pick Lacey Denise.
Right.
Or Leanne Wong.
Oh, yeah, Leanne Wong.
All very prominent. Congratulations on that, yes. And she's going to be on Top Chef again.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She has a show here.
Right, and these are real, long-time, close personal friends of the show.
Yes.
But. They are not Women of the Year.
Wow.
Woman of the Year is a person who's never been on the show.
Whoa.
But has been requested many times to want to be on the show by other perverts around July.
Oh, no.
And this person is going to be, because when I pull the bag, when I pull the curtain from the event that we have coming up and she's going to show up, I want to see everybody's face. I want to see every single one of you guys who are all saying, why don't we bring Ashley Nagaoka on the show? I'm going to call everybody out right now. All you guys.
She won Woman of the Year.
Because of the fact 2018 is coming up. And 2018, I'm going to put it right there. When we announce her at the event we're going to do, she's going to come on out. I'm going to pull the curtain and we'll see everybody's jaw drop. Everybody's guy. And what are you guys going to say now? Are you going to ask her out? No, you're not. So bottom line is this. Nagaoka, get ready. Nagaoka for 18. That's all.
Wow. She's going to run for office, bro.
Maybe District 4.
District 4. Yeah, DJ Compose, a.k.a. Cayetano, DJ Cayetano, and running mate, Ashley Nagaoka.
That might work, right?
They'll get the youth vote.
They'll get the youth vote. They get the perv vote, right? Pervert's got a vote too. So there you go. I'm swerving you all again. Much like Last Jedi, swerving everybody. Woman of the Year, Ashley Nagaoka. Whether she likes it or not.
So, I don't know what to say because I don't know what she didn't really do anything prominent, but just be herself.
She's been the most requested woman of the year. Every guy.
I don't know why everybody
not
requests
every
her. It's because we got newscasters all of a sudden.
They're all saying, bring on Ashley Nagaoka so we can stare at her.
Oh,
all
God.
Right. You want to stare at her? Get ready. We're going to bring her out live.
And
we'll
what?
See what happens, bruh.
Speaking of that, bruh, I got to go opposite of you.
Okay.
I got to go to. I got to go and give it to the Sisterella from the Big Island. Maleka Lincoln,
there
bruh.
You go.
I got her. One, she actually replies to her. Our DMs and
yes.
comments.
Yeah.
Which is very rare because any of these news.
They have a million followers, yes.
Million followers, million comments, any kind.
Right.
Right? So she actually follows. She
right.
actually replies.
Right.
And she listens to actually what we have to say.
Right.
So I gotta give it to her.
Yes.
Because.
No, and I totally 1,000,000% agree with you. The reason I mentioned Nagaoka was strictly a joke.
Yeah,
but Maleka Lincoln, and let's not forget Lacey Denise, bringing us Lays.
See,
she got us Lays, okay, which was total shocking.
Right.
Because, you know, here we are, two yahoos trying to get her to, you know, show up on this show. And she brought us Lays.
Yeah.
And she was the coolest.
You know what I want to bring on the show? Is Stephanie Lum, bro.
Why?
Because I went to school there in Merino, bro. We in the same class, bro.
Wait a minute. You're telling me this only now.
She's in. There's a picture. One of our old classmates posted a picture of second grade. And it's Kevin the Catalyst and Stephanie Lilum, bro.
Wait. When did you go to school? Just one grade?
I went only it was like first, second grade.
And that was it.
Or maybe it was like kindergarten, first grade. Second grade. I forget it.
And you didn't. So you didn't go to high school with her.
Oh, no,
not
no,
high
no.
school.
After
I'm sorry.
That,
you went to
public school.
Community school. Yes.
I went to public school. Went
right.
to the elementary.
Right. Right.
Elementary.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So basically, she was in my class. So I keep in touch with a couple of my classmates. Crazy because they like good hip hop.
Okay.
So shout out to my man Brett out there.
Do they keep in touch with Stephanie Lum?
They probably because they graduated with her from Merino.
Okay.
Right?
Do you know where
And she seems like the untouchable one. You ever notice that?
Right.
Like, after the news, you don't see anything on her.
She has nothing.
No social media, nothing.
Can you pull this off?
I'm going to pull that card. I'm going to talk to my boys in Merino. Say, you guys talk to Slum. Say, ask her if she remembers Cavett, the Big Eye Hawaiian boy.
Well.
And come on my podcast.
You still had Big Eyes back then?
I had Big Eyes, bro. I was at Big Eyes.
I mean, Hawaiian, that's why. But if you can pull this out, I'd be shocked.
I don't see why not. She's obviously a bright woman, right? So she'd probably be like, oh my God. I mean, I can think of it. Maybe the nostalgia factor, because I was kind of a Kaloi kid, bro. I was kind of I was kind of that kid, you know, make the jokes, you know, crack the jokes.
Right.
I was destined for public school.
You don't think she's become too Haole?
Maybe, but see, nobody knows anything about her.
Yeah.
Like,
so we can do the real Stephanie Lum show.
Yeah, because what? Like, Taryn Hatcher, like, I just showed her. She's on my Instagram. Her place flooded, right?
Yeah.
At Nogaoka, she went on a vacation. How do we know that? Social media.
Well, right? Of course.
Right. And then like, Malika, all of them she's all over there. And they're all over. Her?
Right.
Nothing.
True.
Right? And I got to figure out who does her makeup, because she looks the same every night.
Could be just her.
That? It's like perfect.
It's probably just her. They probably do
and
makeup.
She got the greatest email ever. Slum.
That is correct.
It's the greatest.
Well, how about you go email Slum and see what she says, bruh?
Well, the thing is, Wando works with her. 69 up the butt guy.
Well, yeah.
So I don't, you know, maybe you can put her in a good word, but I'm going to talk to my Marino peeps. All right. Never all remember right. me. Be like, can you ask Stephanie? She'd be on my podcast. All right.
All right.
Who knows? Maybe she even knows what Light Sleepers is.
Okay.
I mean, she might. She
these are all prominent questions. Right? All right. Let's just get on it, Hoyan.
So she seems to be like the untouchable, you know?
You're right. So nothing is said about her.
I'm going to get that. Nothing is said about her.
No.
She just disappears when she's off the news.
Right.
She comes back on the news.
Well, that would so, be it.
Anyway,
that'll be,
I'm
that'll be
that's
neat.
My 2018. That'll be good. You get Ashley. I'll get Slum.
But in the reality, shout out to Malika Lincoln,
yeah.
Leanne Wong,
yeah.
Lacey Denise.
Yeah, yeah.
Three women that
and
were on.
And the millennial.
And then we get the millennial. Let's not forget the millennial, Michaela, yeah. who comes and goes, who is just talking about the dating game 24 hours a day.
You know, I get a lot of good feedback from her. They like, people like her.
I don't see why not.
They like her.
Yeah.
They really do like her voice. They like her like
right.
insight.
Right. Well, she only has insight on one topic.
Right. That's why.
Dating.
Yeah.
That's all she knows.
Right.
So it's, with that, she does well.
Oh, cars.
Yes, she talks about cars.
We
yes.
We talk about cars. Right. She talks a lot about cars.
Koreans.
That's Koreans. About
it. Korean food. Korean bars. Koreans. Yeah, Korean bars.
Foods, K-pop.
So, you know, anybody that's really interested in that stuff, we're going to get more of right. that for
2018. Okay, what else we got here? Rounding it off, bro.
We got one more to go. Let's go.
Did you do this already, public or private school?
Private school wins this year, bro.
Because St. Louis?
St. Louis, hi. And there's no It's Academic Hawaii yet, so we can't say It's Academic Hawaii winner
that's
yet.
That's true, bro. So we're going to go private school wins, bruh.
I'm going to have to say, give it to private school this year.
I'm trying to think of all the other stellar private school.
Marino.
Did they win anything?
No. Punahou. Always waste time.
Punahou always waste time.
Iolani, they try. Kamehameha schools, they had
just,
some trouble.
They just Hawaiian, bruh.
They were in trouble for this year.
Trouble, yeah. Trouble.
They had some problems.
Crazy molesters, bruh.
They had like something, yes. Yes,
congested, molested, everything like that. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. That's a notch down, bruh. But you know what? St. Louis holds it together.
St. Louis brought him back up.
This is the first time St. Louis ever held anything together.
That's true.
So, shout out. So, private school wins this year.
Private
bro.
Schools, give it to him. Let's go. 2017.
If you went to a private school, or if you got kicked out of a private
shout
school.
Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to you. We love you all.
Let's not forget one private school thing. Michael Kasapang, oh, Consolidated bro. Movies. The opening looked the same, but don't worry. Kasapang is always there. He's ready.
Maybe he asked him to look the same.
Maybe. Huh. CGI'd his face.
There you go. Maybe it was different.
Maybe.
We just never know.
Maybe it was darker.
Oh, the filter.
The filter, right?
IG filter.
Bunny ears.
Someone got paid $50,000. He was going to run them through IG filter.
That's like I do.
Put IG filter, send them to Consolidate. They're like, oh my God, it's beautiful.
It's so neat.
Like, thank you. It was a check. Oh,
what's this crazy zoom with the noise? Dun, 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 dun. Kasapang's face.
Ta-da.
Yep, see? So there you have it.
There's a year in review, bro.
That's about it. Any thoughts for 2018?
2018, any predictions for 2018?
2018.
Trump will get more people mad.
People going to be
pissed
off.
Guess what? You can't do nothing about it.
That's right.
So live your life in small increments. Yes. Help the people around you. Help your community.
Yes.
Your workplace.
Just be nice to each other.
Yeah, your friends. So, okay, Trump going crazy, you can do any kind.
Yeah.
And bottom line, we're not going to war, people.
It's all grandstanding.
Yeah.
A lot of grandstanding.
So relax.
Yes, everybody be pissed off. I mean, granted, yeah. You know, we're all pissed off. But
so let it run his term. That's what's going to happen. Because if he was going to get impeached, he would have got already. And it's not happening. So when he runs his term, then all you yahoos that never vote.
You better vote.
Vote. Hello.
You better vote for The Rock when he
runs
for president. I tell you what.
All you yahoos can see what it is to really see a country go downhill.
I tell you what. If The Rock is a president, he better get a good vice president, brah, because what is that going to be?
Bruh.
We all love him, but come on.
I'm telling you, dude. If The Rock becomes president, then you're really going to see America fall apart.
I mean, what is he going to bring to the table?
The flex.
He's a good talker.
He's a great talker.
And everybody loves him. There's nothing, nobody will say anything bad about him.
But it's different in politics.
But it's a little different. Yes.
And he is a Samoan for politics.
For Samoan president?
Bottom line is brown skin, bro. Yeah. He's run by a fat white man. So.
The Holly's gonna be pissed off.
Holly's gonna be mad. They could love him if we get autographs for the kids.
That's
After
right.
After that, they're not gonna like him for nothing.
That's right. Well, I guess we'll go into more 2018 predictions next show. But
yeah, might as well.
We're gonna see that. I mean,
because it's the beginning of 2018, and it's the last of the series.
Correct. Last of the season. But bottom line, like you said, the main thing, we gotta communicate with each other better.
Yeah, bro. Love, bro.
Love.
Not hippie style. Just you know.
No, just listen to people.
Listen
to when the person talks to you, and just gain knowledge from this.
Yeah.
And debating is fine.
Yeah.
Don't put your ego involved and get all pissed off. We should be talking and debating, but people need to listen and communicate.
And don't waste your time arguing on Facebook, people.
No need.
Why?
Yeah.
If you notice, when I post up something, I don't hardly respond.
Yeah.
Because that's my opinion. I'm not here to tell you to convince me to change it.
Well, I do, but yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's, but that's like in fun. Right?
But I do this in comedy. Yeah,
in comedy, yeah.
It's all my Star Wars rants. But it's all comedy.
Like, ain't no one going to change my mind on hip hop. Like.
True.
Or skateboarding or anything that True. I feel that I'm passionate about.
Agreed on all, yes.
Right?
Of course.
No, there's not, no changing my mind. So you guys trying to battle everybody in the thread or me, it really doesn't really matter.
When you see somebody's opinion on Facebook,
you read them.
Just read them.
Post
your opinion.
Yeah, go ahead.
But then don't come at somebody and be like, hey, you stupid guy, this is what I think.
Oh, you wrong. I'm more hip hop than you.
Right. No need. Bro. Just
and
say.
You remember that when people post things, it's where they're doing it, what's the situation they're at. There's other elements to it.
Yeah, they could be
so
drunk.
So don't get your morbidities in a bunch, bro.
Right? Exactly.
Everybody get all mad, bro.
Everybody just relax.
Oh, Kelly, you think you want hip hop? No, read the dang thing, bro.
Nobody's more hip hop. You know why? No one cares.
No one cares. And there's no hip-hop.
Exactly. So with that said,
right.
On that note, everyone, it's the end of 2017.
Hey, guys. Are you listening to this? Popping your fireworks.
Happy New Year.
Make sure you light them, you run.
Yeah. If you got the permit, which probably nobody does.
Which was a whole other thing. I see people standing in line.
Waste time. Crazy. Waste time.
Some lady had 40 permits.
Forget
you
it.
You seen that? And local people say they no more money.
You say?
You bought a permit to pop fireworks.
Yep. You see these local
people? I don't need permit, bro. You go do the style. You go, hey, bro, get fireworks.
Waste time. Never mind. Never mind. 40 permit. No need.
Bro.
Just go.
The city county laughing to the bank,
bro. Everybody laughing.
Never mind permits, bro.
Yeah, everybody
buy
laughing.
Them. Buy them the secret styles,
yep.
Bro.
Everybody piss off Pro City, Mililani, Waipahu.
40 piss permits, off. Lady. 40 permits.
It's just stupid.
If she ever argues about any kind of money things, I want you to
forget
slap
it.
Her.
Get out of here already.
So anyway, be safe. Love each other. Blow up the fireworks.
That's right, bro.
Light and run.
Here's to 2017. We made it.
Eat the
well,
food.
Well, not yet, but yeah.
Do all that good stuff. This is episode 11.
Season 6. The Any Kind Awards.
And you know, we're going to post it up. You guys let us know who yours is. We'll come back next year.
Right.
Give what the people say.
Right.
As well as have the last episode for the 12th episode for the season.
We'll be in the new year. We're going to do an IG live, though,
before
the year's up, to announce the people's choice.
Right.
So we'll do the split screen thing again, us being on the toilet, whatever.
There you go. Yeah.
Who pees first?
Oh, bro, knock it off. Don't cross the stream, bro.
Yeah, there you go, see?
There you go.
Two girls, one cup.
Oh, bro.
Forget it.
You better relax, bro.
Oh, you see? Everybody, I'll piss off. All right. Get
okay,
out of here.
Bro.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Sleep time's over, everybody. Be safe. See you next year. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 6, Episode 11, Second Annual Any Kind Awards. Follow us, like us, comment on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic.
YouTube.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
And also on Instagram.
Instagram, bro.
That's a lot.
We had a much larger choir to start with. There was. That's not a word. Okay, exercise your vocal cords for a while.
L's and O's. When it all see that your partner, when it know what was it? Homie does it cause I think I'm starting to laugh. Ha! Now what about that for punchline? Let everyone take their ticket, take it and get connected to the lunch line.
Make room music, my circle revives it. Now I must not scream when I wanna speak about it. It's a jack in the box and tech who's living on your block. So embryos don't sleep, grab the mic is our technique. And why even bother and why I take you higher still? Slippery when wet, so get by even sweating yourself. Here to fill the hole up, the best of the West Coast pros. Or didn't you know?
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.